T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeed. Semper Fi, welcome in to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. I'm Christian Garrick, and I am not the world's largest or the world's biggest soccer fan. I'm not the smallest either. I am the biggest soccer unfan, non-fan. I don't want to say hater, but nonetheless, good show coming your way today. Delvin Bro, former Saints cornerback, will join me at 5:10. He's headed off to the CFL, back to the CFL. Couldn't get some NFL teams to clear his fused spine. Obviously, got to the Saints. They cleared him, but also the injury that he had last year, missing the entire season with a fractured fibula. Fun show. Look, there's so much serious stuff that's going on in this country and in this world. So we're going to kind of press the reset valve, if you will. Just have some fun on this show. A ton of different topics we can talk about. Which SEC football coach would you want to have a beer with? That's online for you at WWL.com. It's our opinion poll. Nick Saban, Ed Ogeron, Jimbo Fisher, Dan Mullen, somebody else? Cast your vote online at WWL.com or call us at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Mike Triplett will join us in the 5 o'clock hour covering the Saints for ESPN.com's NFL Nation. What's your biggest question you have about the Saints headed in to training camp? I'll get to that in a few moments. Also, where will LeBron land? Will he join Houston, the Rockets, in the Western Conference with Chris Paul and James Harden? Could he land in New Orleans? Howard Beck, national NBA writer for Bleacher Report, will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Which SEC football coach would I want to have a beer with, sit down and have a beer with? Honestly, and I know this is going to be totally contradictory of what people might have thought yesterday, but it would be Ed Ogeron. I wouldn't want to have a beer with Nick Saban. What's Nick Saban going to tell you? He's boring. He's bland. He's going to tell you about the process or about, hey, let's have a little Debbie snack cake. That might be the extent of it. So it would be Ed Ogeron for me. Maybe Jimbo Fisher to a degree. But, I mean, Ed Ogeron, I've heard from Bobby during his days. He's a fun guy to be around. He still is. He's got a personality. That's the one thing that you miss, honestly, about the guys of Brett Bielema not being in the SEC anymore or Les Miles not being in the SEC. Because at one point, the SEC had a ton of character coaches. I mean, guys that were total characters. Hilarious, had a sense of humor. That's my biggest regret, that Les Miles and Brett Bielema and others aren't in the SEC anymore, because we don't have as much fun coaches. Nick Saban's boring. Jimbo, I think, is pretty boring as well. Don't know much about Dan Mullen as far as his personality. But it would be Ed Ogeron for me, just because, I mean, that raspy voice, hey, give me a Bud Light. That'd be fun. I'm sure he's got some great stories. From what Bobby says, that he's a magnificent storyteller. He's done some things in his own life that I'm sure are fun to hear about. If you could sit down with any SEC coach and have a beer or two or three with, who would it be? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Also, what's your biggest question you have about the Saints headed into training camp? To me, look, it's hard to have questions about this team, how much depth they have, how much talent they have. To me, though, it's who's going to be the pass rusher opposite Cameron Jordan, and will they be effective? Alex Okafor, still coming back from an Achilles injury. He was playing well last year before it happened. Got hurt against the Washington Redskins. Is he going to come back and be able to be effective coming off that injury? Marcus Davenport, raw player, very talented, but raw and unproven at a high level. That's the facts. I do think Marcus Davenport is eventually going to be a stud. Will it be this year? I'm not quite sure. They don't need him to be, though. They don't need him to be a 12-sack, 10-sack guy opposite of Cameron Jordan. If he can get you 5 or 6 and Okafor can get you five or six, and maybe you get one or two more from maybe a Trey Hendrickson, somebody like that, you do it by committee. But who's it going to be? Are those two in particular, Okafor and Davenport, going to be effective? If I had to outline one question or put a question mark over one area of this team, it would be that. And it's not that they don't have the talent. That's not my point. My point is the injury factor with Okafor. The fact that Davenport is a rookie and he played at UTSA, not the highest level of competition. How fast, how quickly will he adjust to the next level? If I'm looking at throughout the roster, there's not too many other questions I would have. I mean, I think they got better with Kurt Coleman at safety. I think Marshawn Lattimore in his second season, Marcus Williams, from what we've seen in OTAs and minicamp, is going to be dynamic in his second season. His range is something else. He's got elite range. It's hard to come by in the NFL. We'll step away and come back for Bobby and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. What is your biggest question surrounding the Saints headed into training camp? This is Saints Radio, WWL. 1-0 Florida on top of Texas at the College World Series middle innings. Jackson Coar pitching for Florida, and he is straight up dealing. Bobby, sit tight. We got Steve Court, kind of an unannounced or impromptu guest. Obviously, he was listening to the program, and you know, we were talking about having a beer with Coach O or any SEC coach, who would it be, and getting a lot of texts, got a lot of interaction with it at 870-870. A lot of people saying, I'd like to have one with Coach O, just see our beers with Coach O, just see how long it would take for me to understand him after beer one or beer two. Look, I have a hard enough time when he's sober or after no alcohol understanding Coach O. Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman. What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Good. So you texted me and said, so you've had beers with all these guys, huh?
Yeah, it's funny that you said that. Yeah, it was kind of funny. Over the years, I've had an opportunity to be with a lot of those guys, and you know, not just particularly football situations, but
sure,
overall just social situations where, you know, that was sort of what we were doing. Yeah.
So you said that Nick Saban is funny. Tell me why. Tell me how. Because I haven't seen any comedy from him ever.
No, you've misread the guy. The guy is extremely engaging. He's very smart. He's very quick. He's funny. He's got a million and one stories. You know, once he sort of he's off the football field and out of the football mode, and he's kicked back, relaxed, having a good time. He's a kick. He's funny as hell, and he's a really engaging guy. You'd love to listen to him. He's got more stories than you could ever imagine.
So he's kind of like Sean Payton if you get him away from the media and away from football, and he gets to let his hair down a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, this guy is arguably the best football coach in the history of football coaches. I mean, if you think about it, he's achieved it all, and the fact that he is as good as he is and continues to this day at extremely high level, he's a very serious guy about what he does, and he takes it very seriously, and football is a very serious game in some aspects. You still want to have fun, but he also knows that winning is the funnest part of it. So, look, that's just part of what he is, and he's not going to leave any, you know, T's uncrossed and I's undotted, you know, if there's still football to be done. But once football's done, he's as good as anybody. He's having a great time, for sure.
Who's the funnest of the guys you've had a couple suds with?
You know, Muschamp's a great guy. Will Muschamp is a really, really fun guy to hang with. He's a fun guy, but, you know, look, Bebe's a different cat altogether, but Ed's a great guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. So I don't know if it's fair to say who's the most fun to hang out with, but they all have something that makes them really sort of endearing, and you have a lot of fun with. There's just different guys, and they have different stories, which makes them all fun.
Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman here on Sports Talk. And Steve, the question we're talking about today also, what's the biggest question you have about the Saints headed into training camp? And look, it's hard to find a hole on this team or have a question about it, but for me, it's Alex Okafor, Marcus Davenport, how much of an impact they're going to have.
You know, I look, Mark, I believe this. I believe that as at a high level as they played last year, and I'm not those two guys, because obviously Okafor was injured and Davenport wasn't here. But speaking of just the defense, look, I think that this is just this is like gravy. You've added two new guys, and if Okafor can continue to make progress off this Achilles thing, and Davenport comes in and has a good rookie year, a good solid rookie year. This is just going to sort of add to the arsenal of guys and how good our defense is playing. Now that you have the addition of all these linebackers, now our linebackers are we've got just tons of good linebackers in there that I don't know what you're going to do with all those good linebackers. Secondary's improved. Second year will always be the best year, as far as improvement-wise that you'll see in the NFL. And, man, look, if you really want to break it all down, I think that really the only hole that I can see at all is backup quarterback. And other than that, look, I was there last week and was out there on the field.
We hope that we don't have to see that, Steve. That's why we're not talking about it.
Well, I understand that. But my whole point is that's how strong this team is and really how deep they are for the first time in a long time. Look, there's 17 offensive linemen in that film room, and I'm not so sure that I haven't seen a lot of them, obviously with any gear on and sort of playing in game time situations. But I can tell you that from what I can tell, the ones we've had, the ones that are there now, there's about eight of them that can start anywhere in the league. And this is a great problem for us to have. But at some point, we're going to be putting a lot of good talent, offensive line-wise, on the street. And I don't know if, in fact, that's going to bode well for us as far as trade bait or things like that, but I know that if I was a player and I wasn't really one of the ones that they thought was the top eight, which would be, I can't imagine that. But at the same time, I'd want them to get rid of me so that I'd have an opportunity to play somewhere else, because these guys are good. This is really going to be this team is loaded.
Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, we'll let you run, man. Thanks for joining us on short notice.
Not a problem. I'll see you. Bye.
All right. Bobby in English Turn. What's going on, Bobby? You're on WWL. Hey, Bobby.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks.
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold, Bobby. You're in a bad cell area, cutting in and out every other word. Saban didn't make it in pro coaching. Texter writes at 8787. So what? I'll tell you this. I'll bet you. You wouldn't even have to do it secretly. I'll bet you that if you asked LSU fans right now, would you take Nick Saban back at LSU, despite the, I hate him because he left narrative, they would take him back in a heartbeat. You'd be crazy not to. If he all of a sudden just said, you know what? I don't want to coach at Alabama anymore. I want to go coach back at LSU. Despite what you think of him as a human being or how he left the program, etc., you would be a fool to deny that and say that you wouldn't take him back. You absolutely would, 100 times over. We got Bobby back. All right, Bobby, what's going on, Bobby? You're on WWL. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, man, thank you guys for being patient with me. My concern, Christian, going into the season, to be honest with you, is I know Benjamin Watson is a great guy, great humanitarian, but that would be my concern, a tight end position going into the season. Especially from the pass catching perspective. I mean, I know Benjamin still has something left in the tank, but how much does he have left at 38, 37 years old?
I can tell you from what I've seen in OTAs in minicamp, I mean, he doesn't look 37. Honestly, the way he's moving, they don't – Bobby, it's a good point. I agree with you. That is a question mark, but it's not dire straits there. Because you're going to get – if you get 500-600 yards from Ben Watson, the way they've constructed this offense now with Alvin Kamara being a big part of it, out of the backfield as a receiver, Mike Thomas, guys that they've added, Ted Ginn Jr. and Cam Meredith along with Traquan Smith. I mean, they might attack you in different ways than usually they would like to be – having a tight end involved in that attack, but I think that they have so many weapons, it's really not going to be as big of an impact.
Yeah, I understand. It probably is not going to be a big impact as far as production is concerned, but to have that option at the tight end position to be able to stretch the field a little bit and go up the seams and make
you can still
those,
do that with Ben. You can still do that with Ben.
Okay, well, I mean, if he still has, I mean, I'm definitely pulling for him. I mean, because he's a great guy, just an all around great guy, great humanitarian, everything, man. He just, I mean, I words can't explain, man. This guy's just a, you know, unbelievable.
Bobby, totally agree. And look, I got to tell you, you're right in posing that as a question, but I don't think it's as big of a deal. What's your biggest question surrounding the Saints headed into training camp? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Bobby, thanks for the phone call. CBS News Update, local news headlines with Chris Miller next here on WWL. I was going to do an impersonation of Bobby, but can't do it. Todd Manessis at Master Control is our master impersonator around here. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Got a text here at 870-870. Christian, are you going to give World Cup updates, scores, etc.? I don't even know them, but I'll venture a guess. Somebody scored, it's 1-0 somewhere. 1-0, 2-1. Those are likely your scores. As far as teams, I don't know. I don't watch it. Not going to be forced to watch it. If Team USA was in it, I would watch it. I pull for Team USA in any sport. But if they're not in it, I'm not watching it. Just not my cup of tea. Sorry if that offends some of those soccer lovers, but just not enough action for me. Corey and Hammond, what's going on, Corey? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
I guess my comment on the Saints is not so much with our concern with one player or group. I guess it's with the whole team. I guess it's like the letdown factor. You know, you have such a great season that nobody expected last year. And, you know, kind of like that Super Bowl hangover thing. You worry, you know, okay, you had such a great year.
That's a legitimate concern.
You had to carry it over till next year, or are we going to have, you know, kind of like a great season hangover kind of thing, I guess.
It happened in 2007, Corey. You remember 2006?
Exactly.
They went to the NFC title game. 2007, they had a letdown year. And I think they learned some things, though, Sean Payton and Drew Brees that are still a part of this team. They learned some things about what they did in the offseason there that they corrected and they fixed and they understood. They're not going to make those missteps anymore. But, you know, it's a legitimate concern because how does a young team see themselves now after the season that they had compared to last year they were hungry?
And it's not so much with the offense because Drew's always going to be Drew. And I think – you know, you've got enough leaders on that O-line now, and, you know, the offensive coaching staff's pretty much intact for the last few years. It's the defense. A lot of young guys on there, and how do they handle that success?
Yeah, I mean, just by being around them, Corey, what I can tell you, being around them during the OTAs and minicamp and being in the locker room, they don't give you that vibe that they've bought into their season of a year ago as to, hey, they've arrived or they're reading their press clippings. They still look like and sound like a team that understands it's about the work that they're putting in the offseason, because they'll all tell you that what got them there last year was their work in the offseason and in training camp, et cetera. So it sounds like they're grounded.
I hope you're right. And I'll make one last comment on Marcus Williams. I think he will be Earl Thomas elite as he goes on.
Yeah, I think he will be. I agree. I agree. We're going to remember – early on, you know, Marcus Williams is going to get that negative connotation about, you know, that Vikings game. But in 5 years, I think that'll be such a distant memory, it'll seem like 100 years ago. That's how good this guy's going to be.
I agree with you 100%. You have a good day, sir.
All right, Corey, thanks for the phone call. Ryan on a cell phone. What's going on, Ryan? You're on WWL.
I just wonder why you get Nick Saban on the press like that, man. I know he's a winner, but, man, he's not. He can be beat.
He can be beat.
Man.
Yeah, he can be beat.
You know, I mean, you really should go on the Alabama side, man. I'm not hearing anything positive that you're saying about LSU, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, you're talking like you never played before. I hope you're not teaching your 11-year-old to be a defeatist, man. Because you really sound like you really sound like a defeatist, bro. When you talk about LSU, man.
No, I sound like a realist. Yet. I sound like a realist, Ryan.
They never even lined up yet. I don't know who you played for, what school you played for in New Orleans area.
It doesn't matter where I played. It doesn't matter where I played.
Man, you sound like a defeated man. You know, I was 5'11" and playing center, man. Come on.
That's great. Good for you.
Anybody could be beat, bro. Anybody can be beat.
believe that, bro.
I do believe that.
I'll just listen to you, bro. Thank you.
You bet, Ryan. So I should just go over to Alabama right now. Hey, Todd, can you call a radio station in Alabama, see if I can get a job? No, look. Again, this I think Ryan's upset with me from yesterday when we were going through the over and under win totals, and I wrote about it today. I don't see any more than 8 wins. I'm not going to rehash the conversation from yesterday. But, again, I'm showing Nick Saban love because show me a better – there's not a better coach in college football right now. There's just not. And, sure, they can be beat, but you can't beat them regularly, consistently. LSU hasn't done it. No team in the conference has done it lately. Maybe Auburn, if you want to call that consistent. Then that's not even consistent, but he can, sure, he can be beat. And you're giving a lot of love. You're foolish if you don't look at Nick Saban and say, that's the greatest coach currently in college football and maybe the GOAT of all, the greatest of all time. I knew you were going to hit me with that. Look, even now there's a conversation, Bear Bryant or Nick Saban. Either way, when you're in that conversation, when you're in that company, you're the greatest of all time. So don't bury your head in the sand and say, oh, you're not saying anything positive about LSU. Well, they control that, not me. They control what goes on in their program. If they're putting out a poor product, that's them, not me. I'm still going to talk about it. I'm still going to give you my opinion on it. I'm not, again, my job to you is to not lie. I'm not going to lie to you or sugarcoat my feelings about a team that you care about and that I care about. I want, like I said, again, Ryan, I want LSU to do well. And it doesn't matter where I played and if I played. I hate that comparison. I hate the idea that, oh, look, for the record, in case you're wondering, I was born in New Orleans, grew up all over the country. My dad was in the Army. I was an Army brat. I did not go to high school down here, but I did spend a significant portion of my life on vacations down here. Every vacation we had when he was in the Army, my dad was in the Army, we were down here in New Orleans. This is home for me. It's been home since I got out of the Marine Corps. I've got kids that are born here. So, look, this I'm a New Orleanian. But it doesn't matter if you've played. I don't like that comparison. Just because you haven't played college football or even pro football, that doesn't mean that you can't educate yourself well enough to go, yep, that's a bad team or that's a good team. That's a good coach or that's a bad coach. Come on, if you study the game well enough, you don't have to have played it to be critical or praising of a team or a player. To have an opinion, an educated opinion. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I recognize that everybody can be beat. Everybody can be beat. But can they be beat regularly? And you can't with Alabama. That's why they've dominated college football for as long as they have since Nick Saban. And will, as long as Nick Saban's there. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Life in the fast lane, that's right. Todd Manessis at Master Control, taking your phone calls at 504-260-1870. Playing the air drums, by the way. Not bad. Well done, Todd. Got a text here at 870. I love it. I love these texts. Yeah, Rocky B. Drago. So anybody can be beat. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's in a movie. Yeah, I mean, if you script a movie, sure. If you can control the outcome. It's a movie in Hollywood. We're talking about college football in the SEC. Text me at 870-870. Getting back to the Saints conversation, what's your biggest concern about the Saints headed into training camp? Had some really good suggestions, really good. You know, the tight end, perhaps are they still a grounded team after the success they had last year? By all indications, I would say yes, they are a grounded team just by talking to them and interacting with them. By the way, let me address this too. Yes, I was wrong last year. I had the Saints at 7-9. I wasn't the only one, though. Nobody really saw that coming. The ultimate optimistic Saints fan that every year says 11-5 or 10-6 or 13-3, of course they're going to be right. But if you're being objective, nobody saw seven. Nobody saw a team better than 7-9 last year out of the Saints, but they did it. Pierre in Madisonville, what's going on, Pierre? You're on WWL.
Hey, how about if I could have a beer with somebody? You'll probably have a couple of them. Paul Dietzel, back in 1956, yeah. 1957, you know, yeah. Under Bear Bryant there, Chinese Bandits. you know, this and that. And I need to ask you, I'm drawing a blank. The coach came from either, I think he was called from North Carolina, died in a plane crash. That was our future. What was his name?
It was Curly. Trying to remember his name.
Ryan, was it?
No, I'm looking it up right now.
The name
is like right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I can't think of it for the life of me.
Yeah, I know it's Bo Ryan. That's it. Okay, Bo Ryan.
Wait, no, it wasn't Bo Ryan.
No?
No, he wasn't right. No.
The name's right on the tip of my tongue.
I can't think of it. He came and he did a came to the university.
Anyway,
went back with his wife and then got on a plane.
Yeah, I remember the story. I know the exact story.
That would have been our legacy, like a Nick Saban. This guy would have, man, LSU would have been at 10 championships.
Yeah.
And it just so happens God's got, you know, his own way of working things. But, yeah, those two guys, man, if I could sit down and have a couple beers with them, that would be.
But current coaches, man, current coaches. It's Bo Ryan. It is Bo Ryan, by the way, Pierre. It is Bo Ryan.
Yeah. I would think so.
No, I'm telling you, that's who you were talking about, is Bo Ryan. But
It is Bo Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I, that's why I asked somebody a while back. I said, I thought he was related to the Ryans, you know, the Jets. They go, no affiliation whatsoever.
No.
All right, you clear that up for me. Y'all have a great day, and if we don't talk during the next time or next week, y'all have a 4th of July, and God bless and be safe, man.
All right, thanks, Pierre. Appreciate it. Hip and Lafitte. I like this one. Haven't heard from Hip, I don't think, ever. What's going on, man? You're on WWL.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? I just wanted to tell you a quick little thing. I had a beer, and he gave me a six-pack with Bum Phillips when he was the coach for the Saints. And I was hanging around the back of the Superdome when the bus pulled up, it started unloading, and it was the Saints players. And I was sitting right there. And Bum Phillips was the last one to get off. He got off, and he'd hand me a hot six-pack of Dixie.
A hot six-pack, though?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This got to be, on ice.
I was happy, though. I was hanging around the door, man. I felt great after that.
Hey, who would you have a beer with currently in the SEC? Which SEC coach?
It would have to be the one for Tennessee.
Okay.
What's his name? Oh, God, he was in that movie. That movie, Blindside?
No, you talking about Phil Fulmer? No.
No, he was in that movie Blindside.
The current coach?
Is he? I'm not sure if he still is. He walked up and he said, "He's not."
Tennessee has had like three different head coaches in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but that's not.
I'm talking about current SEC coaches.
Current SEC. Nick.
Ed Ogeron. Nick Saban. Okay.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, he seems to be the popular one.
Yes, sir. But it was great, man. I love football, and I always mind.
Of course. All right, Hip. But, thanks, man.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good one.
All right, stepping away. Coming back for Miles and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. What's the biggest question you have about the Saints headed into training camp? This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. I had a tiger, baby. Hey, Rocky beat Drago, LSU can beat Alabama. Beat Mr. T the second time, that's right. Hey, I'm having a lot of fun today on Sports Talk. Miles, what's up, man? You're on WWL, Miles.
Hey, I'm kind of like the one caller of the hangover after the season they had last year. And that's kind of, you know, that's just human nature.
Sure.
But something that you said, everybody saw the Saints in 7-9 last year, but nobody saw Kamara and Lattimore until they just kind of blew everybody's bubble.
Yeah.
I listen to you, Bobby, and all the time, Deuce, and how they kind of say, you know, they're not drinking the Kool-Aid and all this other stuff, but you never can tell. I mean, it's just, they may not be, but the other big question mark out there is the injury bug. You got to watch that. If you can stay healthy, yeah, you can do good. But
well, that's year in and year out. I mean, that's commonplace.
That's a given.
Yeah.
I mean, but sometimes it bites a little harder than others. So, you know, that's something you got to watch out for. But like I said, I think as you know, Sean Payton needs to put the mousetraps out again.
Don't take the cheese.
You got it.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Miles? First off, I think that they have the right leadership in that locker room. That Sean Payton doesn't even have to do it. That's the beauty of teams, that you know you got something cooking when the team leaders kind of police themselves and police the locker room, and because that's where it's at. And I think that grounding comes from guys like Drew Brees, guys like Ben Watson, and others that have been around for a little bit that can quickly remind young players going into their second season or their first season, going, hey, it doesn't just happen overnight. It doesn't just – you're not just anointed. You don't just roll the ball on the field and say, hey, we're here. We're going to be 12-4, 13-3. We're going to win this game, win the Super Bowl. They remind them of that. And look, I don't think it needs to be some sort of ploy, coaching tactic, anything like that. I think that they truly – genuinely believe that and understand it and know it because of veteran leaders.
Now, and you know, the ones that you're talking about been there, done that. They, you know, they know what
exactly
it takes to get there. They know what it takes to climb the mountain. And but like, you know, and Sean Payton, he, like I said, he knows. He probably would have been a hell of a psychologist.
Who's that?
Sean Payton.
Yeah,
because he knows how to read the team. And knows
well.
What's going on,
he mastered in communications. I mean. And he is a great communicator internally within the organization. In press conferences, not so much. Doesn't have to be, though. Mr. T, carrying you over to next hour. Stick around. Delvin Bro, former Saints cornerback, will join me as well. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.